peak medical bodies are calling for a crackdown on unlicensed birth coaches, including doulas, following a series of birth-complicated deaths. In the latest incident, a 30-year-old wellness influencer, Stacey Hatfield, died in her home shortly after giving birth. Associate Professor Vinnie Rayner is an obstetrician, gynaecologist and lawyer and is on the Council for Australia's leading body for obstetrics and gynaecology. If we're speaking more broadly, what are the dangers of what's become known as free births?
Well, I guess a free birth is when a woman gives birth without a qualified midwife or a doctor. It's essentially giving birth without, I guess, a safety net. Labour can look completely normal until suddenly it isn't. Things like bleeding, a baby who won't breathe properly or a cord around the neck can happen in seconds. I mean, the single biggest risk factor, I guess, with regards to a birth going wrong is to have no risk factors. So when these things go south, they go south very quickly and very suddenly.
And what do we know about the extent of free births around Australia?
I guess we don't, because it's very difficult for us to collect those numbers. We think about 97% or maybe a bit higher of women in Australia will give birth in a hospital. The other sort of 3% or thereabouts are either planned or unplanned births outside the hospital.
What's the legal situation surrounding those who choose to give birth at home, or if there's a friend or a birth coach or a doula there? What's the legal responsibilities or situations surrounding that?
Yeah, so choice is really important, but I think it has to be informed. You know, freedom in medicine always sits within the boundaries of, I guess, safety and evidence. I think women should absolutely have the right to choose how and where and, you know, they give birth, but that decision should come with accurate information. South Australia and Western Australia do have some guidelines around, I guess, providing women with that kind of information to say, well, these are what my qualifications are. But unfortunately, I guess we're living in a time where social media gives equal weight to, you know, expertise and opinion. And you know, doulas are, you know, and birth coaches are very well-meaning people, and they do have often some personal stories that are very useful for people to have. And I guess we need to think about our hospital system as well. That you know, that it can feel quite clinical and you know, too bright, too busy. But we need to, I think, distinguish emotional discomfort from physical danger.
As a working practitioner, what are you seeing when it comes to mothers and babies presenting with complications from free births?
Complications we see with regards to births in the hospital as well as at home are pretty, I guess, similar. You know, we see bleeding, so hemorrhage, and we see infection. Now, if you bleed in a hospital, I've got resources that can manage that. What I didn't realise was that the trauma extends far beyond the individual and their families. You know, I mean, I didn't know this. I spoke to a fireman a couple of days ago who said that just because of the way the system works, that you know, if you place a call to 000, often the first responders are actually fireys. And his words were, Vinny, I didn't sign up for this. You know, it can be incredibly distressing for paramedics, for the fireys, for the police, all the way through to the people who look after these patients in the hospital, knowing full well that you know, the situation has now become unsalvageable.
What sort of accountability do you believe these so-called medical influencers should have to face for giving advice online?
It's really hard. And like I sort of said before, you know, social media has given everybody a valid microphone, you know, and we do place equal weight to expertise as well as opinion. I mean, you know, my colleagues have studied for, you know, for decades in order to be able to provide the best clinical care possible. And Sally, yourself, you've worked in regions in the world where people will do extraordinary things just to get rudimentary healthcare. And the fact that we've got this healthcare that's available to people at no individual cost to them. I mean, it's not free. I'm trying to use the word free because it's very expensive to give good care. But the fact that they turn their back on it, there's something that we're not doing quite right. And, you know, I'd love to see hospitals be a little bit more, inclusive or more accessible for people so that, you know, there aren't people turning their back on the system.
Professor, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, Sally. Thank you.